month away from Christmas, so the best way to be in the loop for our sales and promotions is to sign up for our emails on loverslane.com.
More romance,
much more romance,
more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Helping us wrap up November to learn all about prostate is Topher Taylor of Nexus, who you'll hear from in just a minute on the podcast.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello all, welcome back to the Lovers Lane podcast. My name is Haley and I am an intimacy expert online, a romance specialist in our stores, and the host of the Lovers Lane podcast, which is all about love, romance, and connecting and bonding with your partner. Today I'm so excited. It is something different for the podcast. If you've been listening, it's definitely different than what you've heard in the past. It's our first interview with one of the best-selling brands that we sell, and this is Topher Taylor of Nexus. You'll hear him talk a little bit about Clone Zone, which is a UK chain, but he also works for Nexus, which is a brand that we sell online and in our stores. They have amazing prostate toys and anal toys, and he is very knowledgeable, so we will be speaking to him in just a minute. I will let you know that when the podcast was recorded, I was doing it from home with no microphone, so it is a little bit of a different audio. Keep that in mind if you're listening in your car or on your headphone. It shouldn't be that way for upcoming episodes, but with the coronavirus world the way that it is, I unexpectedly had to do our interviews from home. So I had no headphones or microphone, but we're all learning to adapt in this strange world that we have lately. So I hope you enjoy it. And as always, if you have questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me. My email is Haley, that's Haley at loverslane.com. Nexus gave us an incredible prize package for a giveaway as well. And that was released on our Instagram and Twitter on Wednesday the 18th. So if you're listening this morning, the giveaway does end at 5 p.m. So rush on to the social media of your choice and enter it very quickly. Time is running out at 5 p.m. It will be released on social media. Who's the winner? Now, because I'm feeling a little generous and because they gave us so many amazing things, there is going to be a second Nexus giveaway. And what you have to do to enter that is listen to this episode, go ahead and give at @LLPodcast_ a follow, at Sex with Topher on Twitter, please, and leave us a comment about your favorite piece of the podcast. Topher was an absolute joy to talk to. He definitely expanded my knowledge on the subject. So I feel super confident with showing different prostate toys now, especially Nexus ones, which I knew were amazing. So thank you, Topher, if you're listening to the episode. And here is Topher Taylor of Nexus on our little chit chat.
All you need is love.
This is Topher Taylor that we have on the recording today, and he works for Nexus, and you also work at Clone Zone, right?
Yeah, it's like a gay retailer in the UK and Europe. Yeah.
Give me a little rundown about, you know, what you sell at Clone Zone, what type of people you see like in your retail store.
So Clone Zone is it was originated for gay customers, for a male queer customer base. And over the years, it's changed with the times because it was kind of invented with the idea that there was no real retail safe space for gay men in the 80s. So the company launched in 1982 and was kind of groundbreaking, really, because it was the first of its kind in the UK. It was off the back of the YMCA era, the handlebar mustaches and that kind of comic style idea of a gay guy, the Tom of Finland flat cap. So they kind of took this idea of, stereotypical gay guys and turned it into a business model and then allowed gay guys to come into the store and kind of have a safe space to shop and buy sex toys and etc. It's just fun. I mean, it's fun. It's a really cool company and I've worked with them for years. So it's a fun place to work. It's quite kind of iconic. So
yeah, I love that. What do you exactly do at Nexus too?
Nexus, I help with product development and I help them with because I'm obsessed with prostate toys and G-spot and there's different types of customers in the world and I like targeted pleasure. So when I buy a product, I'm not looking for something that necessarily just penetrates. I'm looking for something that penetrates with a function. So I discovered Nexxus when I was 18, actually. I used to work in a sex shop in Soho long before Clone Zone. And I just love their products because it's small targeted prostate points. And that really fascinated me. What fascinated me as well was how many straight people love the prostate toys. So I was like, okay, I had no experience with that before. I thought straight guys would run screaming, but they loved it.
No, I totally, yeah. I see that all the time. I have so many customers like on our storefront that are brand new to prostate. They just heard it's amazing. They want to try it. Yeah. And like at least 9 times out of 10, they are going home with a Nexxus toy. I just think that the material, the functionality of them is top-notch, yeah, compared to like a lot of other ones that are on the market.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I think because I work with them, people, when I do reviews and stuff, I know that people raise their eyebrows and they're like, oh, you're just saying that. I'm like, no, try it.
Yeah.
I bet you will not try it and not love it. Like, you'll love it. I've had friends, like female, male, like non-binary, I've given these toys to, and I'm like, have fun, watch what happens. And everyone comes back like, oh, okay. I was like, I told you.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah. I have a lot of actually straight men too, that are just like, you know, my girlfriend, wife, whatever wants to do something different. This is what we're thinking. And they kind of fall in love with the brand before they even try it. So it's definitely saying a lot of what, you know.
I love that. Yeah. That I love that when you see, like, especially straight guys, so much pressure. So to see them really explore, I'm like, yeah, go for it. I can walk you through. It doesn't make you gay. It just makes you like, you want to have a good orgasm. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm glad that you mentioned that too. It's this weird, I don't know, something, you know, that triggers in a straight man's brain or something, where they're like, oh no, I can't do this. It's like, yes, you can. Like, this has nothing to do with your orientation. This has something to do with your pleasure. So
yeah, I mean, it's like a whole other conversation, but it's all like toxic masculinity, blah, blah, blah. It's like, just have fun. Right. If you want to do it, do it. Just do it correctly. Then you'll be fine. Yeah.
For sure. The people of Lover's Lane, I think that I like a lot of our regular customers that I see need to hear that too, because there's just a lot of stuff, you know, that's on the market in our stores as well. And I feel, you know, maybe it's a US versus UK thing too. Like, people have like these crazy like mental blockages of even like a man's like doesn't want, you know, their partner to use a toy at all because they feel like there's something like wrong with them, and that has a lot to do, yeah, with just themselves and not being able to be open, which I feel like me and you and, you know, a ton, you know, millions of other people, my biggest thing, like, of course I work for Lover's Lane and I absolutely love it, but I love to be a sex educator. Like, that is, yeah, what I love the most.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're doing with your podcast. You know what I mean? This is like your vehicle, and people, like, I mean, since I launched mine, I kind of, you almost get imposter syndrome. And you're like, should I really be doing this? And then you start reading the feedback and you get the emails. And there are so many people out there who really want to explore. And all they need is just one person, like, whether it be a voice on a podcast or someone behind a till in a shop being like, that's fine. Like, I'm not judging you, just do it. But just make sure you're doing it correctly, you're using the correct product, and you're using it like the product for your level of experience. Because I find a lot of people, especially with anal play, they'll jump in with anal sex or a really big toy and be like, I hate it. And I'm like, no, you don't hate it, you just jumped in at the deep end. Like, start small, work your way up, you know.
I know that the prostate needs to be stimulated every so often, and that's just overall healthy for it. Give me like your kind of feedback over what prostate health is and what people need to know if they don't.
Yeah, because a lot of like male-bodied people with prostates, it's important, I think, and I know that Nexxus think, is to use it as your like sexual center and to keep it stimulated. And obviously, because your prostate develops, you know, like a seminal liquid.
Yes.
And it's important to keep things moving, to keep things stimulated. And as men get older and hormone changes, etc., you know, your body does change. And aside from the idea that, because there was a doctor with Ask Men. Do you remember Ask Men? It was like... Yeah, so that they had a doctor who really used to say there are really great but health benefits to prostate massage. And he alluded to it helping prevent cancer. But I think the most important part of it is the more you get to know your prostate, and especially for men, you know, there are huge, huge cases of prostate cancer worldwide. You know, the only way to know, like, if there is an irregularity, is to know what it feels like all the time. So as well as enjoying the experience, you know, you're not going to know if there is something wrong with that part of your body unless you're used to what it feels like normally. And that's, I hope that makes sense. It's just like, so the only way to know if something's different is if you're touching it all the time. So it's, you, not only do you get to enjoy toys and get to enjoy your G-spot as a male or a male-bodied person, you know, you know what feels regular. So when something perhaps does feel different, you can go to your doctor, you know, and see, and you can hopefully catch it early. And like, I found personally, just through working in this industry, like I found lumps and bumps that I went to get, you know, checked.
Yeah.
And I would have never known that before. So like, it's a good way to just get to know your body.
Getting a strong sense of self just from that. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. Great. What kind of toys would you suggest? Like, do you think that when somebody is brand new to this and they are taking your advice, they want to start doing like type of like prostate stimulation? Do you think that like self-play with hands is the best to start? Or do you like, what if someone's kind of nervous? Should they jump into a toy? What style? I mean,
I think a lot of it comes down to what you're comfortable with. Like, there are guys out there, I know plenty of like male body people who like they've had a finger up them once or twice, you know. And if you want to try it yourself, what I would always advise, I mean, for first time, not necessarily a toy, use that for like when you felt that, what it feels like. You know, like make sure your fingernail is buffered, which is always, I think that's, no one realizes it's like, these are really important. So like use a finger at first and like maybe put a condom over your finger just so it's extra smooth and extra comfortable. And then from that, if you want to progress into sex toys, and I assume that most people listening to this are already curious about that, you know, there are great beginner's products. Don't start with something that vibrates. Like you don't have to get an all singing or dancing machine. Like get something like, if you're looking at Nexus, the Nexus Glide. It's a really simple, and like a lot of people are put off because it's firm, but trust me, like the firmness is nothing. It's like polypropylene. It's like medical grade plastic. It's safe, easy to clean, incredibly easy to dry, keep hygienic. And you'll be surprised by how easily your body accepts it because it's shaped so beautifully. And it's designed to fit ergonomically. So you'll find like, if you're listening to this and you try it, when you do put it in, you'll almost feel your muscles pull it in. I know that sounds a bit, but it's just the muscles control because it's designed that way. It's designed to be accepted flawlessly. That's the.
Yeah. And like your anal tissue, you have two, what is it? Skeletor muscle? Like
membrane?
One on the outside and then one on the inside. And then one does the pushing, one does the pulling.
Yeah. And then a lot of guys don't know this piece of information. I tell this to anyone who'll listen, like when you're pushing something in, remember to push your muscles out almost like you're going to the toilet. And I know that seems psychologically a bit uncomfortable because you don't want to like have mess on, I assume you don't. You know, what that does is it helps to relax those muscles so it will accept like incoming traffic, so to speak.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay, so how do you feel like hetero couple should incorporate like a prostate massager? So is there anything I'm wondering that they could use during intercourse together or like?
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people find that there's a perception that sex toys will take away from intimacy and it's a replacement for a partner. But I mean, from my experience, like I've had a long-term relationship. I've had plenty of like relationships and I found that once you get toys involved, it actually builds intimacy because you're playing with each other in a different way, using accessories together. And there's a level of trust, and especially if it's someone you really like care for and you feel very aroused by, you know, them using a product on you is incredibly intimate. So what I would say to straight couples is incorporate it into couples play, like maybe let your partner take control. Or if you're not, I assume if you're new to it, that may not be the most comfortable route or route, but you know, maybe you use it on yourself whilst your partner plays with other parts of your body, like maybe performs oral sex on you, even kisses you, talking in your ear, playing with your nipples, regardless. I think it's really intimate. And I think that all it takes is just those first steps of communication. You know, I want to try this and I don't feel embarrassed about it. So let me ask my partner. And like, there are so many people out there, even people who've known each other for years. And as soon as you open the floodgates of communication, you know, it's like, oh, what you mean all this time you've wanted to try it? Because I've always wanted to try it too. Honesty and communication and lots of lube.
Yes, of course. What other kind of preps are you suggesting? I know lubricant, I know of course like cleaners and everything like that, but I feel like you are like very, very educated as far as intro anal, like Your podcast, I've listened to all of it, but there was one episode, I don't remember the name of it in particular, that stuck out to me, that gave me, like, I love the way that you talk about it too. You're like, hey, this is from my bed, and I know that this is like the most comfortable because I want to talk to you guys about exactly what I would talk to a friend about. Can you do that a little bit here and just tell like our listeners, like, what is the best steps to prep for any prostate play?
Yeah, the first thing is obviously, like, you know you want to do it, and like you need to really take into consideration what you're ready for. So if you are someone who's had anal sex but not necessarily had prostate play, you can potentially go for something a little bit bigger. But I mean, like, in terms of preparation, you know, I treat it like a military operation sometimes. I'm like, you know, I'll do my anal douching and next just do the bulb douche, which is really good. It's really easy to use and it has a non-return valve on the bottom. Just for people who are listening, you don't know what that means. It won't suck the water back out of you until you're ready. So you can control that with your finger. So douching is something I take really seriously because I'm a hygiene freak. Like, I don't want any mess on my bed. Like, that would send me a bit crazy. And then there's things like, psychologically, take a nice long shower, like relax, you know, watch porn if that's what turns you on, you know, breathing exercises, and again, like I said earlier, about pushing your muscles out, etc. Like, the preparation, like, I think there's so much pressure for all of us to be so sexually experienced, especially in the age of social media, where, you know, sex is everywhere you look. And it's just take your level of experience into, and like, take that seriously, because we all want to be seen as these hypersexual people, but we're all at different levels. So, like I said, douche, relax, turn yourself on, don't rush yourself, and then take into consideration what you're doing and what you're using. I think with anything anal, like, start small. Even if it looks small, it ain't gonna feel small.
Toys always feel bigger than a human. Like, it's just, it's a different material. So
it's like you've got, it's silicone, it's, you know, it's plastic, and it's not a finger, it's not a penis, it's not, you know, whatever else. So take it slow. I'm an advocate of taking it very slow and almost patronizing yourself with how slow you take it. Like, just give yourself time to relax, because I don't think you should rush into it, because then you might risk doing it wrong. And I want people to enjoy it. So my advice is take it slow.
Yes. My advice always to people is, you know, what's the best toy? What's the one for beginners? And like, honestly, I'm kind of in the middle. You know, I don't want you to spend a bunch of money on something that you might not like that type of stimulation. But at the same time, like, you don't want to get something that's, you know, worth nothing, because it's not going to feel good either. So you have to get a shape that you know your body for. So otherwise, you're never going to progress into something else that could, you know, open up the floodgates of whatever else, you know, kinks or anything like that. So you have to be really comfortable with yourself and know that that's just what you like chose to do, and you're going to get pleasure from it. So
yeah, and like I said, as you said, my podcast, I'm such an advocate of anal. Like, I love it.
Yes.
You know, and I remember when I, and just for like perspective, people listening, when I first started to have anal, I didn't enjoy it because I wasn't doing it right. And then I thought for a good 9 months of my first serious relationship with a male that I didn't like sex. And I was like, oh my God. And then suddenly I was like, actually, I'm just not doing it right. And I'm not comfortable and I'm not preparing properly. And I'm anxious because I'm a hygiene freak. And there's details that people need to take into consideration. Like, you may not enjoy it because you're nervous of, you know, there being mess because of the part of your body it is. And that's fine. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. And there are ways around it, which is where we, like, people like you and I come into play. Like, we'll teach, we'll recommend a douche, you know, we'll recommend an enema kit, you know, whatever, like, recommend the way you should probably be eating that day. If you're a bit, you know, maybe don't have don't have hot sauce for lunch. it's addressing those areas. Yeah.
Your latest podcast was with Dolph. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. You say it different.
Dolph Dietrich. Dolph
Dietrich. Dolph too, because everyone has a little different accent. Dietrich, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a babe. Yeah.
He was talking about Imodium and all these different like things that he ate and everything like that too. So I was like genius. Yeah. Of course, like, you know, sometimes you just don't feel right, so you're not gonna go towards that area or anything like that. But I mean, there is a ton of different prep that I think that a lot of people are just like, no, it's not today, not today, not today. Well, if you want it to be today, there just is a little more prep that you need to do.
Yeah, just like it's like anything you do, like listen to your body, you know, like if you are really hungover, maybe not a great idea because you are dehydrated, and that usually will lead to like having an upset stomach or, you know, whatever. And just you know, think of it almost like science, like eat high fiber, you know, stay hydrated, be sensible about what you eat. This is if I'm not saying work your diet around sex, because that's not a healthy mindset, but just be realistic, you know. Maybe don't have Mexican food at 4 o'clock if you're going to have anal at 7. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just something that you kind of mentioned that I'm curious about is when you said that you thought that maybe you just didn't enjoy sex and then you realized that you weren't doing it right. What is it that kind of, was it research? Was it a person in particular? Was it like you kind of getting into, you know, the work that you do now where you just sort of realized, oh, like I wasn't doing this right, and it's actually really pleasurable.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm gonna sound like a salesperson here, and I promise you this isn't. I've known Nexus toys since I was 18, so I'd been using the toys from 18. I got into this and I loved it, and I got into the relationship when I was like just turning 19, and I was like, wait, but how comes I love the toys and I don't love the sex? It feels weird for me, and I realized over time that I just really wasn't compatible with my partner. And I wasn't preparing properly. And I was anxious the whole time about douching and making sure that I was clean. So that ruined it for me. I could never really relax. And it only took time and like, again, being more comfortable in my hygiene routine, which I learned from using toys and seeing that, oh, wait, there's not mess. You know, I haven't hurt myself. You know, I haven't ruined my bed sheets. You know, so yeah, it was like my first introduction into anal and loving it was with toys. And then with people, it took time because I was so used to targeted pleasure that when you start to get like actually penetrated, it's obviously similar, of course, because it's going in the same part of your body, but it's not the same. So I'd gone from using like luxurious prostate toys to using like a 20-year-old man. So it was like, yeah.
Same thing for women. If you just use a G-spot toy and then you reverse, it's the exact same. It's different, similar, but it's... Yeah. Not what you're used to. It's not that targeting pleasure. That's totally
it. Yeah. And again, it comes down to communication. I should have verbalized that I like it there. You know, I'm used to, so maybe wake up the prostate before, which is how I learned to really love it, is waking up my prostate before sex.
Let's talk about prostate orgasm, like different than, you know, intercourse and things like that. Now tell me if I'm wrong. For men, for prostate orgasm, can you have multiple orgasms? Like, what does that look like? What does that feel like?
You can't. I mean, usually when I have sex, if I'm having anal, I can have 2 to 3. I don't necessarily always, but I can. After that, it gets hypersensitive and it's like, I need to take a break. But I didn't have I sound like a salesperson, my first prostate orgasm, I felt like I was going to like urinate everywhere. Sorry to be vulgar, but it's true because it's next to your bladder. And again, people listening to this, if you're looking for your prostate, you know, you're close to it when you feel like you need to pee a little bit because you're pushing on that area at the back of your bladder. The first time I had a prostate orgasm was when I was doing product development with Nexus, and they were developing this blue toy, which was called it was like nameless. And I said, it's a really intense toy because it gave me my first prostate orgasm. And I'd been massaging my prostate for years and I'd enjoyed how it felt, but I'd never reached that. A lot of people think it's like a myth. And I understand it because it takes real time, dedication, relaxation, the right product, knowing your body. And then I helped them develop the product. And I went, guys, that was really intense. And then Monique Carty was like, boom, we're going to call it the intense. So it's the prostate one, but it's got the exaggerated arch. So most of them are quite gently arched for, you know, just this, like most of them will massage your prostate. And then from my experience, intense pushes your prostate. And then that just absolutely blew my mind. So, but then people listening to this, I know that people are really curious about prostate orgasm, and a lot of people feel disappointed that they haven't got there yet. It really takes a lot of time, preparation, and relaxation. It's not easy. And for me, it's very psychological as well. If I'm really turned on by my partner, I will reach it much easier because my body wants that. Like I'm aroused fully. Yeah. But that really, I'm not just saying it, that came from the intense, and that is again, it's a targeted toy, but it's rotating as well. But you don't have to have it rotating. But personally for me, like I did, because I was a bit more experienced. So that was my eureka moment. Thank you, Nexus. Yeah.
Even the plugs from Nexus, I love so much. Like the one with it's the small one with the remote and the medium size. We don't carry the large size, but I wish that we did. But yeah. I mean, they literally keep like the anus and all of its different levels in mind for men and women, with the way that the sphincter muscle is like targeted, the way it sits between your cheeks. Like, I'm just trying to try these prostate toys because, you know, they look amazing. I've heard nothing but good reviews on them. The material is great. The rechargeable is awesome too. Like, no need for batteries, splash proof. Most of them are like completely submersible though, right?
Yeah, they are. And that's the Nexus Ace family. So there's a small, medium, and the large, but I like the medium. Personally, I'm not a fan of too much girth unless it's, you know, unless it's attached to a basketball player or something. But but the Ace, I mean, I love them. And I mean, that's my go-to. If I have someone in my bedroom who wants to try anal penetration for the first time, and a lot of people just want to try a toy, and you can try and tell them, oh, I want to use like, but I'd be like, oh, let me use my fingers. They're like, no, I want to try a toy. And I'd always use the Ace small. It looks petite. It doesn't feel petite if you're new to anal, but it looks petite. They're so beautiful. And the good thing is about them as well, and unlike a lot of butt plugs, they have a very flexible neck. So it has a tapered base, meaning the base is just making sure your body doesn't swallow it. Because that can, you know, you've got strong muscles that put in, and it has a very flexible neck. So you can rotate, you can grind on it, you know, and then you can take the remote control and just have fun. Like, maybe go into public and give your partner the remote, you know.
I love that.
I may or may not have done that.
I may or may not have done that as well.
Allegedly, yeah. That's why I'm banned from Walmart.
Even like the way that I feel like you communicate, and I know it's because, well, for a couple of different things. Of course, you're a sex educator. You have your own podcast where you're really, really comfortable talking about sex, your preferences. I feel the exact same. We can't use like our personal, this is what I enjoy, this is what I like. So I love that you do, because it really helps like our listeners. And the podcast life is a little bit different for me. I can go out and tell people, hey, I'm into DDLG or whatever, you know, on the podcast. Like, I've only been to London out of the US, out of a different country. And there is like a huge culture shock almost in like sex ed. What do you think for like young people? Like, do you have like a lot of 18-year-old customers at Clones or Nexus, anything like that, that are like really open, and you give them like your personal feedback like you do on the podcast, or what does that look like?
Yeah, that's actually how the whole thing started for me, because I've been helping with product. I started working in the sex shop industry when I was 18. I'm 31 now, so there's a long history. And like, it started with just recommending products to people. And then over time you build trust. So your like trusted customer base almost becomes like, I don't want to sound like a douchebag here, but it becomes like a fan base. And then I started to write product sex toy reviews for the gay press in the UK. And then off the back of that, people start emailing you with questions, and like they treat you almost like an agony aunt, you know, like, I can't come, or I have erectile dysfunction issues, or, you know, my partner doesn't fuck me right. Excuse my language. Sorry. So from that, I was like, I would rather now have my dedicated. So I started from my website. So I used to post all my content there. And then I was like, I'm so used to like, because I would always be on the customer service phone, even no matter how my job progressed, I never wanted to give up customer service, because I liked that communication with people. And I just thought the podcast seemed like the most natural vehicle for that, because I feel my most comfortable talking to people about sex. So it was my safe way, or not my safe, my way of being my authentic self, really. And like, anything I can do to normalize people using products, you know, people adventuring, people communicating clearly, because the thing that concerns me, especially young queer people, is we feel a bit restricted in how we can communicate, because we're seen as almost like, you know, you have to come out and then you have to be forgiven for who you are. And it does plant seeds in people's heads. So I find in the UK, like, especially now with social media and stuff, it's becoming much more liberal, but I've seen that grow. Mm-hmm. And all my work originated from the fact that I wish I had this when I was younger, because I didn't. And like I said, I started having anal thinking I didn't enjoy it. So I'm trying to do what I can do to make sure that young people out there, you know, my content isn't really suitable for people under the age of 18, but there are some that listen, and I'm always like, guys, come back in a few years, it's not right for you. But I hope that by me doing that, it gives them a safe way to explore sex, or, you know, without harming themselves or putting themselves in predicaments which are not suitable for them. And that's what, because I didn't have that, and I had to learn, like, I learned my sex education from porn. And that's not really realistic when you're young and you've got a 6'5" man on top of you and you're like, oh geez.
Not even when you're young. I feel like I have so many adults that I talk to on a day-to-day and they're like, I want my partner to do this. Here's a video. This is what I want it to look like. And it's like, that is fiction. So I can try like to give that type of stimulation, but I'm sorry, you need to communicate with them, not me, about what your experience is going to look like together. So
Yeah, no, sorry. I just hope that anyone listening to me or listening to you will know, like, there are people out there who can help you. And sometimes all it takes is a quick Google. It takes 20 seconds and your whole life can change and your perspective on sex can change. And don't go through life and adult life with, you know, a problem that can be fixed, because there's so much, like, especially with sex, tech, etc. Things are developing so fast. There will be a solution. And if there's not a solution, there'll be a window in there so you can talk to like-minded people. Use the internet. We're so lucky to have it.
Okay, so you were talking about the glide for beginners and that you really don't need anything with vibration, you know, just discover your body first, use hands, whatever. Let's say that I used it and I loved it. Give me like a next step above, like give me like maybe a vibrating one that would be awesome for intermediate users. And then give me one that like, is like, you know, I feel like
a bad boy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I would say if you've had a great time with something like Glide or XL, which is a more like curvaceous, slightly thicker one. So Glide and XL are your great starting points. Now, if you are ready to progress, and make sure you are first, like make sure you're really comfortable with your anal experiences, something like Nexus Revo Slim. Now this is, oh my God, yeah, everyone, and not to be vulgar, it helps people, as I like to say all the time, come like a pig. So it's like a vibrating and rotating prostate massager, but it has a slimmer shaft and it rotates. And as much as you might think you'll be ready for a thicker product that rotates, don't jump in, like take it slow, treat yourself to the slim. It's, you know, it's a bit more expensive, but with any sex toy, and I'll be on record saying this, you get what you pay for. And a brand like Nexus, you have your 1-year warranty, et cetera. So if you're concerned about something like that, don't, because they're always going to look after you. And the brands are, and the shop you get it from, you know, they can contact Nexus and get you sorted out. So start with something like Slim, and it's completely silicone. It's silky soft to the touch. It vibrates, it rotates. There's around 40 like options of pleasure. So you can have vibration and it stimulates the perineum. And that's for people listening to this that don't know, it's the gap between like the testicles and the anus, or like the, you know, the vagina and the anus. So it's like an all-in-one product, and you can just sit there and let it do all the work. You haven't got to put it in and out. You can literally just press it, you know, go through the options, etc.
And you can give your partner the remote with that one too. I love that.
Yeah, and they can press the buttons, like let them take control. And then once you're comfortable with Slim, and if you really are, like we're saying about the bad boy, like there's quite a few options for Nexus, which is why I like them. So you begin to know your body when you're using something like the Slim. You know if you want extra girth, you know if you want targeted stimulation, and this is where it kind of branches off. So if you were someone who really likes that, but wants a similar thing, just that you want to feel a little bit fuller, go into the Revo Stealth, etc. The Revo Stealth is a slightly thicker version with remote control. It is insanely good. It's a worldwide bestseller. It's won awards. Like, it's great. Again, fully silicone. You can get it wet. You can control it with remote control. There are tons of functions, vibration, rotation, internal stimulation at the same time as external. So you get that all-encompassing sensation. Now, if you are feeling your prostate and you really want something that pushes on it more, I would go for what I was talking about earlier, the Intense. Now, the Intense pushes into your prostate as opposed to the rest of the Nexus family, which rests on it and gently massage it. Intense will push in, and that sounds a bit aggressive, but it's not. It feels great. That's my favorite toy from Nexus range personally, and they know that. I talk about it all the time. And like again, how it branches off, if you want a more full sensation and you really enjoy it, like say you're somebody who really loves anal, and you like something thick and big, and don't be embarrassed about that, because that's fine. Like, some people just like bigger things, and good for you. Like, you know your body, and that's great. there is the extreme. Now, extreme is it's a much girthier toy, not for beginners. It's no way for beginners. It is for experienced anal players who want more, but also at the same time as being a fit, curvaceous, and again, anatomically designed, so it will fit you naturally. It's almost like a large penis in terms of girth, and it rotates as well. So like, just to repeat, like if you want something bigger, go to something slightly thicker, go for stealth. If you want targeted pleasure, pushing on that prostate, intense. If you want a fuller, you want to build full up and you like bigger toys, go for extreme.
I feel like the intense and the extreme sound like awesome vaginal plugs too.
Oh yeah, they are like G-spot stimulation. And all you got to do is pull it slightly out, because I guess the G-spot's slightly lower. So like, have fun. Like, that's a good thing of it. Just explore, totally explore. Like, get some. This is why I'm getting excited. but just like dedicate some time to get to know your body. It's almost like having a date with yourself, and that's what I used to do when I was younger, because I really wanted to know what I was selling. You know, I didn't want to be behind the till being like, oh, that's great because this customer told me. I'm like, no, I've tried it. So if you don't like it, it's on my back.
I feel like that happens with all of the people that work at Lover's Lane too. It's like you start there and you're just like overwhelmed with all these brands and warranties, because, you know, it's a little different than working, you know, you have clones on, so you know all about it, where you have a lot of different like storefronts almost that you're dealing with just from yours alone. So you're like, once you've tried something, then all of a sudden you're like showing that like, yeah, this one is it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's different.
And it's that personal touch that people like, and it's like, you know, as with anything in life, you don't know it unless you've experienced it. Like, I don't know, I wouldn't know what beer tasted like if I hadn't drunk it.
Exactly, yeah, I love that.
Put something up your butt.
Awesome, I love that. So is there anything else that you feel that needs to be said for people that are looking to play with prostate, people that have, maybe that are not getting a prostate orgasm? Like, is there anything else that you want to touch on before I let you go?
Yeah, the most important thing I would say is just like, remember to kind of put the brakes on a little bit, because as much as people say, oh, I'm not rushing, it takes time, it takes relaxation, it takes positioning, you know, if you're not feeling it too great when you're laying on your back, you know, lay on your side, get into a prayer position. And one position I always recommend, it's not always for beginners, but I do it sometimes, it's like you're almost praying, so your butt is on the balls of your feet. So you're kneeling down, and then you can use your feet to hold the base of the product if you're kind of flexible, which like I am, like anyway. But just take it slow and like take the pressure off yourself, prepare. Like I'm such an advocate of preparation. Relax your body, try and relax your mind. I know life is stressful. Prepare yourself hygienically if you want to, because that will also help relax your internal muscles, especially if you're douching with warm water. So if you're using like a Nexus douche, like use a warm water, because it will help to warm, you know, relax your insides. Use plenty of lubrication. And if you're new to it, use extra lubrication. Like, you may feel like it's just a ridiculous amount. Just do it, because it helps to ease any pressure. It ease like any like tension. And just take your time and don't rush for the Holy Grail. Like, you'll get there. It just really does take time.
Yes, I love that. You can always wipe extra lube off, but if you have a tear or anything like that, then your experience is already ruined. Yes.
Rather be over prepared than under prepared, you know, and like take the pressure off yourself. This is all supposed to be fun. Yeah, this all comes down to enjoy your body.
Thank you again to Topher Taylor of Nexus and Clone Zone and his own podcast, Sex with Topher. Absolutely listen to it on any streaming platform of your choice or wherever you listen to podcasts. He is incredibly educated, of course, about all things anal and prostate, but he also interviews some really big names in the sex industry and adult industry as well, and they're super entertaining and very informative. So I mentioned it earlier in the podcast, but I'll give you a reminder here as well. Go ahead and follow at Sex with Topher on Twitter, at @LLPodcast_ and at Nexus Range for your chance to get in on that second giveaway that we're going to start today. There will be more instructions on our social media, so be sure to give it a follow. And thank you for listening to the Lover's Lane podcast. I will talk to you all next Monday. Lover's Lane.